Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Adani Total Gas Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Suresh Manglani, ED and CEO, Adani Total Gas. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Let me extend a hearty welcome to all our investors, analysts, funds for taking out their time and participating in today's call on Q2 FY25 results of Adani Total Gas. At the outset, on behalf of the entire team Adani Total Gas, let me wish you all, our shareholders and consumers, a very happy and prosperous Diwali and festive season. I'm pleased to share the operational and financial results of Adani Total Gas for the quarter ending September 30, 2024. During the quarter, our overall volume rose 15% when compared on a year-on-year basis. The double-digit increase which we have delivered is on account of network expansion, coupled with an increase in consumption of PNG by commercial and industrial consumers due to the stabilization of gas prices. In line with our focus of expanding infrastructure network across our geographical area, our steel pipeline infrastructure now stands at 12,516-inch-kilometer, 12,516-inch-kilometer. We have been stating that this for us is a backbone CGD infrastructure because this helps us to reach to the large masses to cater PNG to homes, industrial and commercial, and CNG to the transport consumers. We also, during this quarter, added one more LCNG, LPNG plant where the pipelines are remotely available. This we did it in Lunawada. This is in the Kheda districts of Gujarat. Now, with this commissioning, we now have three LCNG, LPG plants in addition to our large number of inch-kilometers of steel pipeline. This is kind of a virtual infrastructure which we have developed to ensure that we do cater to the PNG and CNG consumers. Our CNG network now has increased to 577 stations. Of this, as you have been always noticing, that we have been focusing on developing company-owned, dealer-operated, and dealer-owned, dealer-operated formats along with our co-located formats with our marketing companies. So out of 577, 113 are in the format of CODO and DODO. Our focus certainly remains to expand both COLO as well as the CODO/DODO format, all three formats we increase. But if I add the CNG stations of our JV partner, Indian Oil Adani Gas Private Limited, IOGPL, we are now closer to 1,000 CNG stations in the country. On the home PNG front, we are now supplying piped natural gas to 8.93 lakh homes, which is almost touching to the 9 lakh homes now across various geographical areas. During this quarter, we added 34,468, roughly 350-400 consumers per day of new homes during this current quarter. If I add the home which has been done by our JV partner, now we are close to 1.06 million homes. On the industrial and commercial consumer side, we have now reached 8,746 consumers of industrial and commercial which are diversified in various sectors. If I add our JV partners' numbers, this is touching closer to 10,000 numbers now. As you all are aware, that we also have two subsidiaries, one on e-mobility side business, another is the biomass business. On EV charging network, you all will be very happy to note that now we have increased our EV charging points to 1,486, which are open to the public. 1,486. This is across 21 states, 213 cities. Just to bring to your notice that this is way beyond our geographical areas. This business is independent of the CGD geographical areas. We are not restricted to that. It is all on merit base. It could be in our GAs, it could be outside our GAs, because EV charging stations are open for anybody to set up across the country, and that is what we are taking full benefit of, that ecosystem. We are progressing well on the plan, and our plan is that in the near future, we want to touch 3,000 charging points soon in the future. Our focus, as all of you are aware, that we are focusing to identify and set up an early stage on all strategic locations like airports, all busy highways, tourist spots, religious spots, and several key places across major cities. This is what is our focus and strategy for EV sector. We have commissioned, we are into the CGD business. We have now done e-mobility side, CBG side, the company's biogas side, our Barsana plant, and we have supported development of Varanasi plant. Now we are entering into another adjacent business called LNG for transport and mining. So we have commissioned our first LNG station in Tirupur, which is in Tamil Nadu. And as I am speaking to you, many LNG stations are at various stages of construction and commissioning. Let me also give you a highlight of our financial numbers. Our revenue from operations stood at INR 1315 crore, 1,315 crore in this quarter. Our EBITDA stood at INR 313 crore, 313 crore. And our profit after tax has stood at INR 178 crore. You know, besides developing and accelerating infrastructure for our all four businesses, CGD, e-mobility, biomass, and LTM, I call it, LNG for transport and mining. This is acronym which Adani Group has given. ATGL company has given to this new business, LTM, LNG for transport and mining. Our focus also is to prepare ourselves to make sure that we take full benefit of technology, machine learning, and artificial intelligence. So we call it a digital delight, and you'll be very happy to note that 98%, more than 98%, I would say, our consumers' collection and engagement is coming through now through our homegrown developed application called My Adani Gas app. This is again integrated with our homegrown digital business platform. We have given the name SOUL, S-O-U-L. This is our own name, our own platform which we got it developed. This is to move Adani Total Gas from various applications to one digital platform. And you will be happy in the short period of time. Now 93% of our CNG sale is IoT connected. Internet of Things, we are managing through IoT base in the SOUL platform. It's a digital platform, but IoT connected. Large number of our stations, our DRSS, CNG infrastructure is also IoT connected now in the SOUL platform. During the quarter, you'll be very happy, and our CFO is with me, Mr. Parag Parikh, and he'll be happy to respond any queries. We secured the largest global financing for City Gas Distribution Company. It's the first time for a CGD company in India by raising US dollar, $375 million from marquee lenders. And during the course of this call, Parag will give you more detail about this. We plan to utilize this fund to accelerate our network infrastructure development program, which is what has been committed by us to all our consumers that we will reach on a fastest basis to provide them the benefit of PNG and CNG across the country. We have now 34 geographical areas, which includes the Jalandhar recently acquired geographical area. As you would be aware that effective 16th October, there is a development of reduction in the APM gas allocation, which we receive for CNG for transport sector and PNG for home. We call it a PNGD and CNGP. There is a 16% less allocation we have started receiving from 16th of October. While we are very closely engaged and monitoring this development, our approach would be that since we have good diversified gas sourcing portfolio. This has been a part of our strategy for a very long time, that we have been continuously developing our sourcing portfolio. Being an intermediary and CGD company catering to the large masses, so we will ensure to remain as a responsible and prudent utility of Adani Group and Total Energy, and we will make sure that we calibrate the price in a manner that balances the interest of a large entity. In closing, I would like to say that we remain fully committed to playing a leading role in India's energy transition journey by providing affordable and reliable low-carbon energy for homes, transportation, industrial and commercial users, and I would like to acknowledge and be thankful to all our shareholders, analysts, fund houses, consumers, dealers, media, suppliers, business partners, and all our employees for providing trust and continued support. So in summary, I just wanted to bring your notice that Adani Total Gas now is into main CGD business and three adjacent businesses. It supplies CNG to transport sector. It supplies piped natural gas to homes, commercial and industrial consumers. It is serving the EV charging for EV vehicles of various types, whether two-wheeler or four-wheeler or three-wheelers. Then CBG, which is non-fossil fuel, being supplied in some parts of our country. We also sell organic fertilizer, which is being produced at our CBG plant. The retail brand we have given, Harit Amrit, is our brand, which we are registered now, and we will soon start the retailing of the organic fertilizer as well from our CBG plant. And we do LNG for transport, which is basically to cater long-haul trucks, buses, and also we believe that we will be able to do digitalization at the mining spots, which are the mining, which they use a lot of diesel. We are able to cater through the LNG, through mobile units, that will also bring this significant contribution on the climate change. Thank you very much for listening to me patiently. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on a touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, then press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets when asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one. First question is from Yogesh Patil from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question, sir. Sir, my question is related to recent development of APM allocation, which has been cut below 50% to the CNG segment. And it was expected that the CNG price hike in the range of 3 to 5 rupees per kg, but still no price hike. And historically, we have seen the prompt price hike or price cut if there is any move on the APM side. So whole industry has not taken any price hike, that's one thing. Any particular reason? That's one question. One more question related to the policy shift. So is there any change in APM gas allocation priority to the sectors? And in long run, over the period of 5 to 7 years, how much APM gas allocation do you expect for the CNG? This is the first question.
You can raise the second question. Yogesh ji, first of all, I think I must thank you that you have been, generally, I would say, the first participant raising question, very pertinent, following the sector extremely well. And that benefits a lot of other participants who then drop questions from their side, because you cover most of their anxieties and questions. So thank you very much. Yes, I think there is, as I said in my opening remarks as well, that there is a reduction of 16% for us. For many, it could be different, CNG companies. A reduction in the CNG. On the home PNG side, government is continuously supporting up to 105% allocation for home PNG to take care of a quarter, in-between quarter growth as well, so that home consumers are continuously grown as well as supplied with the piped natural gas. On the CNG side, yes, you are right that we have not increased the price yet. Two, three reasons. One is, as I said, we believe that there is a responsibility casted upon us to do a little more deep dive. to see what we could do ourselves, improvements in our. It pushes us certainly that to now see what layer of OpEx we could optimize, which is what as a management team we are doing it, or what we could absorb and what we could pass on. So I think it's a very important for us to remain as a responsible utility of two giant promoters to make sure that we take care of interests of end consumers and our in our own interest to make sure that the growth upticking of the volume which we saw 15% vis-a-vis last quarter and this quarter also is a reasonably good growth. We would like to see this growth happening. We don't want to see that our price rise pushes the volume or the growth coming down, or the enthusiasm of OEMs like Maruti, Bajaj and many more should not come down. So we are working on it. You will see the calibrated approach from our side. Some of the CGDs are already done, some increase. Maybe it has not been felt, but there has been some increase in the CNG prices by some entities. We are yet to effect it. We are working on it. And we would make sure that we calibrate our approach. The good part is that, as I said, our gas sourcing team, not knowing that this will come down, but certainly they have been working to make sure that we have a balanced and good gas sourcing portfolio. I think that is also helping us to some extent, I would say. But you will hear when, I couldn't say now, but certainly we are working to calibrate the pricing. So that is what I would currently be able to give you the response. The second part you said, is there any policy shifting? See, from a priority perspective, you would also know, we would also know through same notification, but today it is the first and the highest priority for CNG and the PNG home. And that continues to remain. Also, it's a fact that it's a very old ONGC nominated field, which is depleting. ONGC is putting a lot of efforts to enhance the recovery through various means, including the new investment. That's the reason government has started now new volume which is coming. They call it intervention volume or the new wells gas volume. And that pricing, if you know, since you have been following, in the Kirit Parikh also it was permitted to give 20% premium. So I think government is still giving priority on HTHP, on the CNG and PNG home, the ceiling price. Government would give large extent priority on new wells gas also. So I think we are seeing, as I said in my opening remarks, we are closely monitoring this development, how, you know, as much as we I want to take the interest of a consumer, I think government is much bigger stakeholder. They are always concerned about the last customer who is buying from us. So we are very hopeful that our engagement, industry's engagement, not our engagement personally, industry engagement with government and government concern for end consumer would certainly bring some development which should continue to help us to calibrate the pricing, make sure growth continues, interest of consumers is, it plays a larger role than our any other things. So that is where I don't see any shift in the policy. While reduction is happening, maybe for these factors of depletion of fuel risk.
Sir,
hope I have responded to you.
Yeah. Sir, some follow-up question on the same topic. So as you mentioned that new well gas will be supplied to the CNG, just wanted to understand the pricing terms of that gas, because someone is saying that a 20% premium to $6.5 per MMBTU, and someone is saying the 20% premium to the calculated APM gas price based upon the average crude basket price for that particular month. So, and already you have started getting that gas into your overall crude basket. So what kind of a pricing you are paying in last 8-10 days? Just wanted to understand. So is it a 20% premium to $6.5 per MMBTU, or is it a 20% premium to the $7.48 per MMBTU?
No, I think good part is your understanding is actually many of us ourselves actually. Your understanding and the pulse in the market actually. But yes, currently what new well gas we are purchasing through the process which GAIL is running, we are buying at 20% of the basket average price, which is earlier it used to be 10%, now it's 12%. They're not applying the ceiling currently. Ceiling is not being applied. So 6.5 into 1.2 is not there. It is instead of a 10%, it's 12%. And whatever price comes, you know, the prices of the basket, crude basket is changing. That is the 12% price basket. So today that is the price we are receiving.
So sir, in a hypothetical case, suppose because of any political reasons or any reason, the crude goes beyond $100 per barrel or $120 per barrel. In that scenario, for a certain period of 1 month, 1.5 month, 2 months kind of a period, will you be able to pay like a $15-$20 per MMBTU kind of a price based upon that average crude price for that particular month? That's one question. And secondly, what we have seen, every domestic gas price is capped somewhere with the help of a different formula that we all of us are aware. So is there any talk going on that there will be a cap on these new well gas pricing?
So, Yogesh bhai, as I told you, like we are concerned for end consumer as an entity. I think government is much bigger stakeholder which is concerned or which takes care of the end consumer on pan-India basis. For all the CED or oil marketing companies put together, the government has this a paramount priority on the top of their mind. So I think hypothetically we cannot look at it, but you are seeing whenever the situation has arisen on anything of this nature, I think we have seen the intervention. We saw that Kirit Parik was one of the intervention which we saw to protect the interest of end consumer. So I think we leave it there. I think, as I said, today our gas sourcing portfolio is supported to some extent. Our OPEX, we'll see how much we are able to optimize and how much we pass on to the end consumer. We will make sure, and you have seen our track record. Even today's result is also in front of you, being a listed entity. Everything of ours is in front of you. I think we are hopefully working that we calibrate in a manner that it takes care of interest of all. So I think we should leave it there. Beyond that, it is difficult that we hypothetically make assumptions of $120. And even if it happens, we have to presume that there will be, there will be some way that we will work out, because end consumer is end consumer. He is the person whose stake interest has to be taken care by all.
Sir, last question from my side. Some news flows are suggesting that the CGD entities are in a negotiation with the ministry. So some talks are going on at the excise duty part. If you could throw some light on this.
See, it is not because of the reduction. I think as, today you have a listening government, listening regulator in the country. That's the reason you see so much reforms happening. So much amendments coming, which is positive for the sectors, not only for CGD, infrastructure growth. Why it is happening? Because government listens continuously, engages with industry. So this is a continued dialogue. Industry always keep putting its, issues which can work well for the industrial growth, business growth. So all these which you stated and many more things are always part of a larger engagement by the industry with various stakeholders. So it's not necessary that it has arisen because of this lesser allocation of a gas. This is another thing which has developed, but industry CGD has arisen. Again, you have seen so many things happening for us. A lot of positive things holistically. If you see upstream, midstream, downstream, a lot of positive things are also happening.
Thanks a lot, sir, and wish you a happy Diwali.
Thank you, Yogesh. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from Sabri Hazarika from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir, and congratulations for resilient performance. So I have a few questions. The first one is with respect to this this new well intervention gas which you are getting. So right now the allocation is happening based on the pro rata of the old APM, or is there some sort of, how the government is deciding how much gas to give whom?
Okay, so is this the only question, or you want one by one?
No, then second question would be the overall outlook over a medium term. So somewhere down the line, I think we are all moving to a $10 sort of gas regime for the CGD sector also. So under which scenario, I think the economics, especially versus diesel, for CNG would become zero. So what is your thought process over the medium to long-term outlook of CNG versus diesel? And the third one is a bookkeeping question. What would be the share of domestic PNG in the volume mix for Q2?
I think you are testing our memory as well. So, no problem. So I think I will definitely take the output part, but let me hand over to Mr. Rahul Bhatia, who is our head of business development and gas sourcing. He will give you a little more insight about your questions on new wells gas. New wells gas, the way it is being provided to us, is it APM and all? I think, Rahul, why don't you comment?
Yeah. Good afternoon, Rahul Bhatia this side. Regarding the new well intervention gas, GAIL has been in discussions and in formal written communication with all the CGT companies right from the, you know, maybe the third week of September, understanding what is the requirement of the CGT entities with regards to the priority segments. And those information has been provided, and based on that requirement of CGD companies, the new well gas has been allocated to the CGD entities with effect of 16th of October. Have I been able to answer your question?
Yeah, so there is no definite formula for this. So this is based on the overall negotiation between the two parties. So this could keep changing. I mean, how much you'll be getting for this gas, right? Because compared to, say, spot LNG, it is still cheaper. It could be like $9 right now versus, say, $13-$14 for spot LNG.
No, definitely. I wouldn't call it a negotiation. What the allocation has been done for a 6-month period till the 31st of March 2025. So they've actually looked at what is the requirement, and I think they've aggregated and collated the CGT requirement versus the new well intervention volumes which are available and may have been certified by the DGF till March 25, and based on that it's been allocated. So I wouldn't call it a negotiation, but it's an aggregation of the demand of the CGD entities, their deficit requirements, and based on that the aggregation of the total volumes available.
So 16% that you have sacrificed, you have got back entirely 16%, you've got lesser or more than that?
We've got almost that amount we've got.
That amount only you've got. Okay. And just to ask you this, basically this will be like the Indian basket price for September, and that will be like multiplied by 12%, and that will be the price for October. That way it will go.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you so much for this. Yeah. Yeah,
Suresh, sir. So definitely. I think you also asked the bookkeeping questions, Rahul. Parag, you are going to respond.
Sabri, I think in terms of volume composition, 2/3 is CNG, 1/3 is PNG for the quarter. Within that 1/3 of PNG, your answer on what is domestic comprising of the PNG component, it's about 23%.
23 only, right? Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
So let me now give you the outlook on a medium-term basis. I think as you see the focus of whether it is a government or whether it is a regulator is to grow CGD. You also see the OEMs after OEMs focusing on CGD. In fact, the new, as you are tracking this sector, I'm sure you are tracking also OEM producing the CNG vehicles. We understand and we are seeing the number CNG's vehicle sale has surpassed now petrol or diesel sales. So I think from our standpoint of view, it is now up to the CGD entities as well to look at its own gas sourcing mechanism, work with the government on continuously having a first priority, which we are sure government will continue to maintain, and at the earliest, as we see the newer gas coming, will give more higher priority to us. So we still see, that's the reason you are seeing we went to the ECB, we arranged the funds, we have our own internal accruals. I think our focus continues to remain on growing infrastructure at accelerated pace. And that gives you confidence that we see CGD, you build a CGD business for a generation. You don't build for 2 years, 5 years, 10 years today. And we are seeing, we have today CGDs which are operating for 30, 40 years now, and profitably they are operating. So it's up to perspective and outlook of the promoters, and from our perspective, we are looking at is a business which is part of a nation building. It is a business which is for generation, and these hiccups, kind of a small allocation here and there, I think it pushes us to do now our own homework as well, as while we balance the interest of a consumer, and the entire industry is engaged with the government. So we still are very optimistic and positive on the CGP growth. Anything on
that? Okay, so just last one small follow-up. So after this whole thing, whole episode, and you have said that you will continue with your capex plans and you are continue to remain bullish on the sector. So if you could give us some margin guidance on an EBITDA per SCM basis after this allocation cut and over the next 2-3 years.
So, Sabri, I think if you noticed, while, you know, there have been times over the last 2-3 years that we have seen price volatility, maybe in terms of APM allocation to at times as far as global prices are concerned. I think our focus is to always, you know, marry the margin realization and the volume towards what we can see as a consolidated picture of EBITDA. So there are times where we believe a lower margin per SCM is better because it helps us in, you know, building a small volume. While there are times where we believe that we may not necessarily see the immediate realization of volume, but for that matter, the margin per standard cubic meter allows us to, you know, maintain our EBITDA. So that's the calibrated approach that we are referring to, that we've always maintained. If you actually look at in terms of our current margins, our current EBITDA per SCM for this half year is closer towards 13 rupees. And while, you know, certainly so, as APM allocation has gone down, it will have its own impact as far as EBITDA realization per SCM is concerned. We will continue to keep a calibrated approach. As we said, we have so far not, you know, done any price rise or price pass on to the end consumers. It will remain as a combine between, you know, what we do as far as price pass on is concerned. At the same hand, you know, we are moving into a winter season, one of the better seasons as far as volume uptake is concerned. So that's the calibrated approach we'll continue to play. Longer term, if you were to look at in terms of margin realization, largely CNG has been the contributor in the of almost close to 65% of the current volumes, which effectively means faster turnaround and a larger contribution. As we proceed, we will also see gradually industrial volumes becoming a significant contributor in the longer run, which would again mean that there will be a lower margin per SCM while there will be a larger volume. So that's how you should look at it in terms of a picture. We certainly aim to, you know, remain around the same range of margins that you try to maintain, but it will always remain an approach balance between volume versus margin.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much for this detailed explanation. Wish you all the best and happy Diwali. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one. Next question is from Kirtan Mehta from BOB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for this opportunity. Continuing on to the similar question, with the sort of the lowered allocation, are probably the gas basket price for the primary sector has increased upwards of $8 or so. And what is the differential that we like to maintain between the diesel and natural gas on the gas, so petrol and the natural gas, which will not deter demand in your view? Would you be able to share some color around it? This is the first question. The second question was, you were referring to sort of doing some homework to see where we can reduce the cost. So could you also give us some more color in terms of the areas where you think the cost savings are possible, both on gas purchase cost as well as OPEX side?
Good, Kirtan bhai, I think as I was telling Yogesh also, I think you also become part of extended analyst family. Thank you. I think you have been taking interest in sector as well as for ETGL. Keep pushing us to prepare more and more better way for your questions. I think coming to your first question, the color, what should be the spread which we should leave for the customer to opt for a CNG? I think that's the responsibility on us to maintain, and we are able to do it. We leave reasonably spread. It may not be a one generic number which we could give you. Rahul could put some more light on into specifically, but I think we always see both MS as well as diesel. sometime we are depending upon the pricing of a state, being the VAT, etc., what is the VAT on the diesel versus MS. Some states are very closely knit on petrol diesel price, some there is a good difference. So depending upon the difference, some places we could be closer to diesel, but largely petrol, I think we provide a good difference between CNG and the petrol price. We leave reasonably spread so that customer continues to operate. It also will depend given by that it's not necessarily the larger spread. It is a combination of a spread which we leave and the customer usage of a vehicle. Now, if it's a travel agency, even a smaller spread may give him a good saving. If I am individual as a using car for 30-40 kilometer, and larger spread may not give me good saving. So it depends upon how customer behavior is there on utilization, which geography we are in. For example, the NCR, perhaps CNG is the way people are using for climate change, environmental climate, air quality point of view. So, as I said in my opening remarks, while everybody, you all felt that we should have increased the prices, we still are holding on to make sure that we calibrate in a manner which you all feel that, yes, we have conducted ourselves more responsibly and prudently. Same would be being responsible and prudent by leaving some saving on the table for people to continue to buy CNG vehicle, convert their old vehicle to CNG. And we also do these studies of customer behaviors, the area we are operating, travel agencies, how many, like Udaipur, for example, is full of travel agencies. We work with them. We see that there is a convergence. So I think we understand this market. We have been a very old operator in this market. And we have been growing. Our track record suggests that our CNG growth is happening. Even some places we are left a little lesser spread. And we may not see that high growth even if there is a spread is a bit higher in some places. It all depends upon the customers which we are targeting in audience, The second part was your part. Of course, I will certainly give so that you get much better answer from the person who actually dealing day in and day out for this part. I gave you a bit more of a generic response, I know. But you get more better response from Rahul. On the color on the OPEX, again, I think we all always believe that there is a scope for improvement on every head of OPEX. We always believe that what we are doing good work on gas sourcing, there is a still scope for doing better work. I think that's the philosophy or that's the management vision that is carrying forward. We could have said there is nothing on OPEX, but we believe once we start laying more deeper hands, there would be, because we have grown significantly in all the geographical areas. So now we have started working. Anyway, we would be working on continuously on improving the OPEX, but this has pushed it more. We'll be doing more deep dive. And we are hopeful that we'll be able to balance on our saving, gas sourcing, doing much better way, as well as our operational excellence. Digitalization, which you saw, it actually saves the cost. Digitalization certainly helps us to do a lot of OPEX saving and operations and maintenance part and many other areas, billing, collection, recovery. These are the costs for the utility, but we optimize it. Today, I may be taking a little longer. There is no even a single paper bill across the 9 lakh consumers, whether CNG station, commercial, industrial, or homes. Everybody gets a WhatsApp bill. Now that's the saving. You don't print the bill, send it by post. We don't do that. And 98% paying digitally saves the cost. So I think this is what we keep working. So in my view, I think every component of OPEX, whether it's a logistic, operations, maintenance, any other head, I think it is important for us to make sure that we continually improve and bring excellence for the customer for whom we are working day and night. Continuously working for our customers to come and widen our base. I think Rahul and Parag may add something. Rahul, would you like to do something? Ed?
I'd just like to add a little couple of data points which might give a little bit of comfort. So to actually mention upon the spark spread and the benefit, for example, if you look at Ahmedabad, which is one of our main areas, there the current CNG price provides a OPEX benefit, a daily OPEX benefit of 40% versus petrol, which is a very, very significant amount. And just to also share with you, because we've been over the last 15-20 minutes talking about you know, the increased cost because of APM reduction, even a 3 rupees increase in price, 3 rupees per kg increase in price of CNG will actually reduce the benefit from 40% to about 37%, which is still continuing to be extremely attractive for CNG users. So these are some data points which I want to leave with you. Second thing I wanted to mention is that we were looking at the number of CNG vehicles which have been registered in India, in Gujarat, which is one of our main areas, in some of our newer areas in for example, Rajasthan, where we are there in Udaipur and Bhilwara. So to give you a flavor, the increase in YTD in these 6 months of FY25 in Gujarat, for example, have been 21% higher than what they were in FY24. So while every month in Gujarat, you know, in the last financial year, the number of CNG vehicles which were registered were roughly around 16,000, they are about 19,700 per month in Gujarat alone, as an average for these guys. So, you know, pretty much you can see that customers are expecting and are finding, continuing to find CNG as very attractive as they move forward.
And to add to, I think, on your question on OPEX, Keetan, I think number of initiatives are being done, and the digitalization moving towards specific tools is enabling us to continue to improve our OPEX, preventive, predictive maintenance. At the same hand, therefore, you know, enabling us to reduce in terms of O&M, transport, logistics, etc. If you actually go by our current numbers, we were at actually about 6 rupees per SCM in terms of our OPEX, which if you see in the first half of this year, we've actually brought it down from 6. So those are the sorts of improvements that we're doing as far as OPEX per SCM is concerned.
Thank you, Jadal. I hope we have been able to respond to you.
Thank you, sir, for the detailed color and answer. One or two more follow-ups. Basically, in terms of gas sourcing, would your preference for the oil link contract will increase, looking sort of the oil market is poised for sort of a probably a price reduction from here over the sort of the typical current preference for the US HH based contract? Or
Kitan, can you repeat your question?
Your audio is not that clear, Kitan.
Yeah, is this better now?
Yeah, better.
I was asking whether with this change or lower APM allocation, would our preference towards oil link contract will increase when we go for gas sourcing or LNG sourcing?
Okay. So I don't think so this one factor will decide which side we move. I think, again, as you said, this is a complex, issue for any gas city gas distribution company which is intermediary, how to remain relevant in the market all the time for an end consumer. I think we may do what we want to do it, but our responsibility is to remain relevant. If I do oil link only, tomorrow something happens to oil, will I be relevant for the market or I'll expose my balance sheet? So I think this is a bit of a complex issue. Whether allocation was prior one or now, our responsibility is to examine all indexes, all tenures, and also see domestic production, several ceiling prices, gas, and come out with a mix in such a manner that as we have been doing. As I said, you all have to see the track record that we keep presenting you all, that our gas sourcing cost is always there in the system. We want to remain relevant. So it's not necessary this factor will drive us to suddenly move to the oil linkage. We'll continue to have our focus to see which linkages, which octaves of linkages, which tenure of linkages will continue to maintain us as the company which provides customer more affordable PNG and CNG.
Sure, sir. And one more question was, you referred to about the usage of the vehicle. Would you be able to sort of divide vehicles into two classes where the proportion of the vehicles which are actually in the 40-50 kilometer range per day usage versus the higher usage?
Rahul, you want to respond? That is more specific for you.
Could you just repeat the question, please?
I was asking, in terms of the out of our total CNG vehicle pool, how many vehicles would be sort of in the lower usage class of 30-40 kilometer per day?
No, that's not the answer.
Yeah, you know, we've got actually a mix of GAs. There are certain GAs where there are, you know, customers which are captive customers and they move within the city, which is something around 40 kilometers per day. And then we have got our newer GAs where volumes are now increasing and where there is a lot of transit and floating traffic. So if you look at today, you know, maybe we've got about 60, 65, 70% of the total volume may be captive. But as we are moving forward, we are finding that the floating traffic is actually increasing very significantly. Have I been able to answer your question?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thanks for this, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kiran Bhai. Kiran Bhai, thank you.
Happy Diwali.
Happy Diwali to you as well. Yeah.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask questions, you may press star and one. The next question is from Somaya V. from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks for the opportunity, sir. So my question is on gas sourcing. Could you just help us for the CNG, which was, your volumes are around 1.8 last quarter. So what was the sourcing mix there, APM and other source of gas?
Okay. So I think either Rahul or Rahul. I think he's saying what's the mix of gas. Rahul, why don't you give him on APM, non-APM, something you say.
Okay.
I couldn't understand because your audio is not that clear.
Sorry, you are asking for the breakup of our APM to non-APM, right?
APM to non-APM.
Yeah, within the CNG basket, just looking for the sourcing split.
Within the PNG basket. Is it PNG or
CNG
you said?
CNG.
CNG basket, APM and non-APM which you purchase. How much is your getting APM and rest is non-APM? That's what I think you must be seeing. How much you could use domestic, how much by LNG.
Okay, so, you know, we have hardly any LNG. The proportion that we bought is, 50% of our overall volumes that we got are about APMs, about 48%. Let me give you an overall perspective first. Out of the overall, about 48% is APM, and now it's sort of very recently gone down by a few percent. And we've got HPHT gas, which is to the tune of almost about 30%. The balance is RLNG. So in the overall, we've got about 75 to 80% is going to be domestic gas. Right?
Understood, sir. Sir, also on the RLNG part, so this is, if you can further break this up into Brent or Henry Hub or spot, so what would be the mix there?
Okay. So we've got majority of that 20% of RLNG, about 80% of that would be Henry Hub linked. Very stable contracts, which are Henry Hub contracts, and about 5% would be Brent linked.
Understood, sir. So now, based on the current, after this current reduction, so the entire shortfall has been replaced with the new well intervention gas. The entire 15-16% shortfall in APM has been replaced with a new well intervention.
That's correct.
Understood, sir. Sir, also going forward, do we see this 30% HPHT that we are getting currently? In the overall HPHT, could there be a decline in terms of what is available at a country level, and would that impact the 30% mix, or how do we see HPHT continuing for us?
We actually see HPHT going up, the availability going up for us specifically, and there are two reasons for that. Number one, there are a lot of contracts which other entities have signed up with the RIL-BP combined. And they were for 4 to 5 years. Those contracts are actually coming to an end in January 25. So those molecules will actually come up for auction in January 25 and will be available. And secondly, ONGC is also going to market its HPHT gas come January or February 25. So therefore, we are very closely tracking that and hope to be able to contract and take on board more HPHT than we have right now, as per our requirement.
Understood, sir. So in terms of maybe the APM allocation may can continue to go down, possibly the rate at which at least it was going down earlier. If this continues, what would be our approach for any shortfall? So it will be more of HPHT, that's how we look at it, or we will increase also slightly our RLNG sourcing.
Okay, so you would be aware that, after about 2 years, from 26-27 onwards, the liquefaction capacities globally are increasing by about 40%. And at that point of time, very attractively priced molecules of LNG are going to be available globally. So therefore, as we see today, the cheapest gas is APM, then new well intervention, and then HPHT. Depending on the decline of APM, we would try to replace it first of all by new well intervention and then by HPHT. And then as we move forward, we are very hopeful that the LNG that would be available for 27 onwards would also be very competitive and could be very near HPHT type levels. And therefore, we are closely scanning the market and looking at what sort of contracts we could possibly get into at that point of time, which would be very, competitive and near to our domestic portfolio as we speak.
Understood, sir. Quite helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, Sumedhi.
Thank you. The next question is from Pranita Sethi from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Mayank here from Morgan Stanley. Just a bit more long-term questions are here, considering I think the gas allocation is one part of the story that you talked about. But in terms of now capital allocation, and considering you're building all these new GAs, how are you thinking about a shift in capital allocation under the new gas regime, which I suppose happened in 2022 itself? But like, is there a shift in your capital allocation perspective in ramping up GAs, as well as how you're thinking about kind of growing the volumes and returns?
Sure, Mayank. So I think whilst, we are seeing this APM reduction on 16th October, and I think as you may have heard, we are of course hopeful of seeing what happens next as far as the lower allocation is concerned. B, how do we ensure the calibration on price pass on to the consumers? As far as our newer geographies are concerned, a lot of capex is yet to be incurred. And our recent sort of financing actually enables us to look at capex of over the next 24 months. So I think from a pure capital allocation perspective at this juncture, we would continue to do so as being planned for the newer geographies of the 11th round more so, and continuing where we are at the 9th and the 10th round. So no change as far as the CGD capital allocation is concerned. I think what you would only see along with the CGD allocation is an allocation towards some of the newer businesses that are becoming. So whether it is on the LNG for transport, EV, bio, so you'll gradually start seeing some capital allocation also there as an add-on. So purely from the CGD perspective, while it will do, from an ATGL basket perspective, you will see some portion of that also getting allocated in its own independence to these three new businesses.
Got it, sir. And sir, I was just sort of thinking from just not the CNG perspective, but from the industrial side as well. How are you kind of thinking about like getting on the industrial side in terms of what you said around 2026-27 on LNG prices that you are thinking? How are you thinking in terms of ramp up there? Could it be faster, slower, or are you saying that will be pretty much what you had planned for in the last few years?
Rahul, I don't hear you.
sorry, what ramp up are you?
Rahul will add in. So I think as far as Mayank, as far as CapEx is concerned, the base infra network will continue to be set up. So I think to that extent, it does not change as far as the base infra network of CapEx is concerned. As far as ramp up is concerned, and I think to that question on, you know, how we are seeing the CNI side of the network, I think this will continue to build over a period of time. Certainly so, as you had heard from Rahul, that post-2027, we are expecting global prices to be more attractive, and in a manner that could balance out today otherwise what is being procured as HPHT contract for some of the CNI segments. Rahul, would you like to add?
So, as we feel that the volumes that would be available to us moving forward in terms of the global liquefaction capacities being increased, based on that, the volumes that would be available to us to contract would be very attractive for the CNI customers. And therefore, we feel confident that, you know, we will be able to garner a lot of CNI customers in our newer GAs as we move forward.
I think one thing that will happen, Mayank, you know, from a longer term perspective, today when you look at CNI as a basket from a pure CGD standpoint of view, all said and done, these are relatively shorter contracts. Over increasingly with time, we see a scenario possibly emerging where on one hand you have longer term contracts as far as RLNG is concerned, as well as, you know, efforts similarly are being made to tie into the CNI customers on a slightly a longer tenor.
Okay, that's clear. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Harsh Maru from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. So, sir, my question pertains to the LNG station. So, right now we have one station and two more in the pipeline. So, could you throw some light on the unit economics and the kind of volume traction that you are seeing at this station currently?
So, Harsh, you referred EV station or LCNG plant? Because that is where, or LNG station you said. LNG is one and we are building up more. Which one you stated, Harsh?
LNG,
sorry, I thought EV. So we have actually, see what you have seen us, that we try to be a bit of an early mover on the opportunities which we see are emerging. Whether it was a CBG, EV, and now LTM, which I call it, LNG for transport and mining. We see, as we have seen the other parts of the world, and government commitment on climate change is that now they are looking forward, how do we reduce or minimize the utilization of a diesel for transport. Now, longer term, the vision is for hydrogen, of course. But what we see is that one of the immediate solutions for this is the LNG for the heavy trucks or the long-haul trucks and buses. So we are seeing traction in policy formulation. We are seeing, you know, kind of demand getting now, you know, there is a traction. A couple of things. We are also seeing Indian carbon market is also getting developed. Plus the European Union coming restrictions which are coming on the border adjustment tax, which is coming up from 26 onwards. That is also pushing pressure on, because European regulations are end-to-end emission, whereas Indian carbon market today is talking about only the plant-based emissions. It's not gone on to the end-to-end, but eventually that will happen. So these developments and combined assessment by us is that the LNG for transport and mining could be another big opportunity for us to seize. And in that process, we have set up the first station. We believe this will deliver a good outcome, whether it is the physical side or the financial side. Today, it's too early for us to look at, it's just we come in the first station, to look at unit profitability, but how the policy formulation takes place, we would certainly see that then it will start providing, whether Indian carbon market makes more mandatory, whether European market comes, or how Rahul and team, as I said, gas sourcing team, we procure the LNG part. How do we de-risk ourselves when we want to give customer maybe HSD-linked prices or HSD-referent prices? So we are still developing this entire modules from our side, but we want to just showcase that there is this opportunity for us, and we want to set up some of the few stations initially
to bring the customers to our side, large corporates, large transporters, and we are seeing interest around it. All depends upon what kind of a pricing traction they want to see, stability of pricing they want to see. So we are working on it. We are providing those kind of a solutions to the the transporters or the corporates who are using heavy trucks and vehicles. So it's a bit of an early, but from our assessment appears to be a good emerging opportunity.
Sir, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jayashwar.
Thank you very much. That was the last question in queue. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management team for closing comments.
Thank you, Thamki, all the participants for attending the conference call. In case of any further questions, queries, please do write to us. Thank you very much. Thank you. Have a happy Diwali.
Thank you, Thamki.
Thank you. Thank you, the entire management on ATGL. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Adani Total Gas Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.